Hank Williams and My Father. When haints swarmed the scrub in the barefoot hills of the Ozarks, one blew its swamp breath directly into my father's fevered childhood sleep, and within days he became a deaf boy, barely recalling croaks and groans from the pin oaks surrounding the edges of that tar paper farm. So I want to thank Hank Williams, even this late in the season, for returning rhythm and sound to my father, because when Hank sauntered into that old kitchen with his guitar and Stetson hat, within days the stuffing fell from my father's ears. Then, like the armature touching the record on the player, Hank and my father, shoulder to shoulder, troubadoured away, their songs as clear as the center of Hank's guitar. Hank Williams and my father, both with slicked back, shiny black hair, grinned wide enough to touch the four corners of even the most soundless hearts. To those lonely haints that smudged the maps of their souls, Hank and my father winked and teased, "Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh." And within days, little black notations on sheet music appeared in the racks in the dime store. The broken drums in my father's head became jewels in his eyes. And I want to thank Hank Williams for that, and for giving my father back the keck and holler of crazy hearts, the voice to howl at the moon, the mish and mash, squib and squeal, the warble, whack and wheeze from the radio in the hall, the sonorous timbre of a wife and two children, the resonant way he had of walking just a step above the earth, in that pocket of air, that magic space hovering just above adversity, the witchgrass whining through the cracks of cement.